This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. GDP, gross domestic product, is a measure of all the goods and services produced in the economy, and it's generally used as a shorthand for sizing up economic growth. According to the Department of Commerce today, the U.S. economy continued to grow between January and March, but at a slower clip than expected. GDP expanded at an inflation-adjusted rate of 1.6% in the first quarter, snapping a six-quarter streak of 2% growth or more. Marketplace's Savannah Marr explains.
Let's start with the good news. Consumer spending, the force that's been buoying economic growth for months, still looked solid in this report.
I don't know if everyone's getting tired of that R word, but you know, I'd rather use resilience as the R word than recession.
Economist Jennifer Lee with BMO Capital Markets says strong wage growth is helping us keep up with inflation. And while we bought a little less stuff in the first quarter, spending on services more than made up for it.
People are still going out for dinner. People are still staying at hotels.
Now, the bad news. Business leaders aren't feeling quite as confident.
I think we have had a tumultuous quarter.
John Lear with Morning Consult says inflation proved stickier than we hoped early this year, sending interest rate forecasts all over the place.
That creates some divergent expectations for businesses and in turn in business investment.
Inventory shrunk in the first quarter, sometimes a sign of caution or uncertainty. The report also looked at trade. The country imported far more than it exported. But Jason Furman, an economist at Harvard, says those drags won't necessarily endure.
What depressed the GDP number was volatile categories that I don't expect to see continued.
In other words, things like inventory and trade tend to jump around a lot. Consumer spending is more steady. But he does see one serious red flag in this report. Core PCE, the Fed's favorite measure of inflation, clocked in at 3.7% growth in the first quarter, higher than expected.
And so that was the bad surprise here. That's the biggest news for the Fed.
And a data point they'll be weighing ahead of next week's meeting. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.